Book of Mark. We have three sessions left right now and tonight and also Friday morning. And for sure we're not able to finish the whole book, but we just pick some important point that we can study from. So this legion, the man who possessed by many demons, and you can see that even though he was shackled and he was chained, but he can break them to pieces. So in other words, in this life, when human beings have problems, there's no other man really can restrain that problem or can help with that problem. So that's why ultimately all men need to come to our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's one of the reasons why I became a pastor. Because even though before I worked as a mental health therapist and I really enjoyed my job, but I realized that even I can be the best therapist in the whole world, I cannot help these people. Why? Because some of them I've been seeing for 7-8 years. And some of them are very suicidal. And I mean, no matter what I do for that 6-7 years, they cannot stop, you know, the things that they are doing. I remember I have four patients have, you know, addicted to alcohol. I mean, they drink so much alcohol to the point that a doctor told them, if you keep continuing to drink, you will die. Even though they know, I mean, the blood alcohol level is so high. You know, it's not, of course, there's a joke that if the mosquito, you know, bites you and then the mosquito become drunk while you're dead because the blood alcohol is so high. And it's true. A lot of people are addicted to alcohol. I mean, when they have no money and stuff, they would mix bleach, right? Would mix bleach, the children, stuff like that to drink. That's really an alcoholic. And this kind of patient that I have. And one day I went to visit my patient at home, and he was sitting on his couch and dead. He was dead. He drank so much, his brain exploded. His brain exploded. And his two children were there watching him. They did not know what was going on because they're very small, right? And it's just a very sad story, and you realize that addiction, just like this man here, this person who lived in a tomb. Why? Because the demon have a hold on him. No way he can get out of it. So just like, you know, my patient who's, you know, have schizophrenia, have mental disorder, and addicted to different kind of substance, there's no way they can get, you know, out from it. Then he just, you know, he drank so much, and then he just died. And he left his two young children by themselves, right? And of course, the DSS took them away. But it's very sad. And also another woman too. She's also addicted to alcohol. She has 7 beautiful children, and the children are so smart. They're so cute. That for her, she just cannot stop drinking. Then she just died too, right, from drinking. So and then I realized that actually, it doesn't matter how good I am as a therapist, no way I can save any of these people. So that's why only God. Why? Because when mankind have problems, for example, when why did they become alcoholics? What do you think they become alcoholics? What's that? Yes, they were sad, right? They feel this kind of void inside their heart. And they feel sad, so the way to get rid of that sorrow, they started drinking. And when they start drinking, they become such an addiction, they can't get rid of it. And why do they feel sad? Because they don't feel any kind of hope in this life. So that's why mankind, without Jesus Christ, there's no hope. So that's why I decided, you know, I mean, even before I was baptized, that's why my mother, she always wanted me to become a priest, right, in the Greek Orthodox Church. Because I know somehow, some way, only God can resolve all the suffering in this world for human being. That is to give us hope. And that's why, you know, when I came to TJC, that was my calling. I just feel like now I have a real solution to man problems. That is Jesus Christ. So, and that's why for this man, look, you know, they chain him up, this and that, but no one can tame him, right? Tame him. It's just very difficult. He's just like a wild beast, right? Living in a tomb, a very powerful person. Look at verse 5. And always night and day he was in the mountain and in a tomb crying out and cut himself with stones, right? So that this man, does he sleep? He doesn't sleep, right? Because every day, every night, he would go out and cried, right? Cried out with a loud voice. So the man that I told you about that was a cannibal, he did not need to sleep. He can stay up for 5 to 7 days without sleeping. And he still has a lot of power. So that's why, of course, there's supernatural power out there that is from the evil one, that is Satan himself. So that's why this man, can you imagine, right? Every day, every night, he would go out to the mountain, right? And in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. What kind of life is this? This is a very horrible life, a horrible life. I'm sure that none of us would want to experience this kind of life, but there's many people in the world is like this. So that's why, you know, when you and I rooted ourselves and our faith and our belief and our doctrine is not only for ourselves, but also for mankind. And we must have that kind of compassion on them because there's so many people out there addicted to so many things. But you and I can release them from that kind of addiction through our Lord Jesus Christ. But you and I, we must be strong ourselves first. We must be established. We must have great faith to go out there and free people from all these horrible things in their lives. And then look at when verse 6, when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshiped him. It's really interesting, right? Why did this man worship our Lord Jesus Christ? Why? Why? Who worshiped our Lord Jesus Christ here? Huh? Who worship our Lord Jesus Christ? Huh? Who worship our Lord Jesus Christ? Yes, the devils, right? The demons. You can see that our Lord Jesus Christ, that's why he is God. Why he is God. Yes, actually many Christian denominations, they also say that Jesus is God. But actually, for them, they just think that our Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Because for them, when they go to heaven, they will see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. No. For us, it's not that way. For us, when we go to heaven, we'll see Jesus, and Jesus is God. So that's why here, 2,000 demons saw Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ didn't even say one word. They ran to him, and they worshiped him. And what did they say to him? Verse 7. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Even demons know that our Lord, he is a true and living God. And that's why for us, we should not have any kind of doubts at all that Jesus is God. He's not the Son of God, he's God himself. But we must have that kind of faith. And it's interesting, you know, when we're talking about believing our faith, Satan has more faith than we do. Because he knows that Jesus Christ is God. That's why he ran and worshiped him. Then cry out with a loud voice, Son of the Most High God, I implore you by God that you do not torment me. You can see, right, even Satan knows how to ask for mercy, right? It's interesting, right? He's like, please don't torment me, right? But meanwhile, what does he do unto the man? What does the demons do unto the man? Tormenting the man, right? And then he asks Jesus not to torment him. But meanwhile, no, he drives this man to live in the tombs, go up and down the mountains, right, crying, yelling, and screaming, cutting himself. Then he asks Jesus for mercy. But of course, it doesn't work that way, right? And then, verse 8, for he said to him, come out of the man, unclean spirit, right? Come out of the man, unclean spirit. Verse 9, then he asked him, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. Verse 10, also he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. You can see that actually when you are filled with God's Spirit and you go to a person who is very demonic, quite often you can communicate with them, right? Because a person like him, there's no way anyone can communicate with them. Why? Because the power of God does not subdue that kind of evil spirit unless you are filled with God's Spirit. So I'm sure that you experience this. Sometimes when a person is possessed by evil spirit, they are so strong, they are so powerful. But when you are filled with God's Spirit, you don't need even to lift one finger, right? I remember one time, I think in Canada, one of the person possessed by evil spirit, and many brothers tried to hold on to that person, but they could not. Then one of the pastors, he went over there, of course this pastor is not a buff guy or anything, right? Just a skinny pastor go over there, right? And he didn't have to do anything. Just in the name of Jesus Christ, sit down. The person sat down. So that's why, you know, not by might or by our own power, but actually by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can subdue every evil things out there. And that's why it's so important, brothers and sisters, really, praise and thank God. Many of you pray so much during this seminar. But when you go home, you should pray as much also. And then you realize, you see, that your life completely will transform, that Satan will subdue to you, that your addiction to video games, to pornographic, to anything, you have a victory over it because the Spirit of God. With ourselves, we are weak. Really, we are weak. You know, I'm like almost 200 pounds. I'm like 6 feet tall. And you know, when I cry, when I have a little dirt in my eyes, that's when I cry. See how weak I am, right? As human being, right? And then when my wife pinched me, I feel all so much pain too, right? I hate pinching, right? And I'm a man, right? I should be strong, but all of us, we are so weak. But through the Spirit of God, through His power, you and I can subdue everything. So that's why I look at this man, say, what is your name? Say, my name is Legion, because we are many. Verse 10. Also, he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Verse 11. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. Verse 12. So all the demons begged him, saying, send us to the swine that we may enter them. So here, this area right here, right? I mean, who was keeping the swine? What kind of people keeping the swine there? Do you know what kind of people it is? I tried to Google what kind of people. You guys try to find out what it is? Are they Jews or not Jews? Huh? They're not Jews. Why they're not Jews? Could they eat pigs? You think they, you know, they keep the swine, doesn't mean they eat them. Huh? They keep the pigs. Yes, they have pigs, it doesn't mean they eat them. Right? Actually, this place in the east of Sea of Galilee, right? This place is the Sea of Galilee. You know Galilee, who live around that area? Huh? Who live around the Sea of Galilee? Huh? I'm sorry? The Galileans, right? Galileans, right? They are Jews, right? And here, why do you think they keep pigs and stuff, right? They're not supposed to because unclean, right? Why do you think they keep those things? Yes, to sell, to make profits, right? Do you understand? And how do we know? Remember after Jesus Christ sent the evil spirit to the swine, and they all ran into the ocean, they all die, right? And then the people tell Jesus Christ what? What did they tell him? Yeah, go away, leave, right? Go, you cost us 2,000 pigs. You understand? And can you imagine, you know, people, we're just stupid. That's it, you know? That's the word for all, right? Because this man been in a tomb cutting himself, right? This and that, right? Been tormented so many years. They should all praise and thank God. Jesus, please, you know, go help other people too, right? These other guys in the tomb too, right? Send them into more pigs. But no. They worry about their own profits, you see, right? So actually, you know, by looking at this, actually, these people, actually, they also are Jews. They're Galileans, right? But they should not keep swine because that's unclean. But they probably do what? To make profit. So the same thing for us. You know, there's certain job, there's certain thing that you and I should not do, right? But we do it what? To make profits, even though we think we should not do it as a chosen people of God, but we do it to make profits. And sometimes maybe some of us cheat on tests. I cheat on tests. I remember one at NYTS, we had a test, right? And then I realized, hey, the young people are cheating. And I'm like, what? I mean, this NYTS, you know? Why would you want to cheat on your exam? If you fail, it's fine. What is the big deal, right? But their mentality is what? I need to pass, right? So I share with them, please don't cheat. If you want to know the answer, come up to me, I'll give you the answer. Really, it's not a big deal. But our mentality, if this is the case, that I'm sure some of you cheat, right? Hope not. But it's not worth it to cheat. So a lot of things that you and I should do, but we don't, just like these people. So that's why you ask, why did Jesus Christ send the demons right into the swine? Actually, it's to fulfill two purposes. The first, remember, what kind of spirit is this? What kind of spirit was in the man? What kind of spirit? Remember we asked from the beginning? Unclean. And swine, they what? They unclean. So because of this, that's why when the demon asked, Jesus Christ begged him to send him into the swine. And then look at verse 13. And at once Jesus gave them permission that unclean spirit went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. So here actually, you know, evil spirit, they always walk around, right? Try to find some place to stay, right? That's what the Bible says, right? Because they need someone to occupy. So that's why for you and I, this is the most precious place that he wants to stay. Why? Because we are clean. We are holy. We've been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. So the minute that you and I become unclean, that's where he wants to be. I remember one sister, before she came to Christ, you know, she just had a lot of problems, a lot of sorrow, a lot of sadness. Then when she came to Christ, she completely transformed her life. She became very joyful, this and that, and all of a sudden, she met a truth seeker. And then she just left the church for this truth seeker. And then, for some reason, things didn't go well with the truth seeker for a little bit. Then she came back to church. When she came back to church, she dressed like a prostitute. Really, she dressed like a prostitute. And she didn't realize it. Why? Because when she sinned against God with that truth seeker, and Satan pretty much occupied her heart. And when she came back to church, really just, yeah, she dressed exactly like a prostitute. But for her, she just feels it's normal. So that's why it's so important. Here is the most important land. Make sure Satan does not occupy it. So that's why here, so when they ask, are Jesus Christ going to the swine? Then they ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. Verse 14. So those who fed the swine fled, and they told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to the sea what it was that it had happened. Verse 15. Then they came to Jesus and saw that one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. Verse 16. And those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed and about the swine. Verse 17. Then they began to plead with him to depart from their region. Verse 18. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. So we can see, right, these people, you know, they're all about money. Why? Because the Bible clearly said that they saw the man who'd been possessed by many demons. He was sitting there in his right mind with his clothes on. But they didn't see that. What did they see? What did they see? They see that they lost 2,000 swine, which they shouldn't have in the first place, right? So because of this, they beg him to depart, right? Get away from here, right? Because they're afraid he's going to cast more demons into their swine and they're going to lose more pigs, right? This is the mentality they have. So that's why for us, for ourselves, we really need to think and reflect upon ourselves. The kind of lifestyle we live. And the reason why we don't want Jesus Christ to heal us from our iniquity or from our weaknesses, maybe we want it to be there. We enjoy it. And that's why we say early, really, you know, I have experienced many of those who demon possess. Every one of us, if we are filled with God's Spirit, filled with God's Word, we can cast out demons. But if that individual doesn't want a demon to go away from them, then it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So that's why the same thing for us. If we're addicted to certain things, we enjoy it so much, we indulge it so much, even though, you know, we just say very loosely, I want to stop, we cannot stop it. Really, there's several members in Hawaii, they really addicted to smoking. They cannot stop smoking. And every time they try to quit, they cannot quit. And then when I sit down and talk to them, because they really don't want to quit. They indulge in that kind of pleasure, right? Smoking cigarettes. Even during the Sabbath, you know, during lunchtime, they go out and they smoke. Right? And that's what they like to do. So because of this, even though they want somewhat to quit, but actually their heart is not ready to quit. That's why they cannot quit. So everything else also for us, any addiction, any weakness that you and I have, we must pray to God and be serious to ask God to get rid of it. If we are not serious, and God knows, right? God knows. And here, really, our Lord Jesus Christ is full of mercy. This person been tormented for so many years, but our Lord Jesus Christ got rid of them. Of course, then what does it mean? I mean, when the demon asked our Lord Jesus Christ to send him to the swine, what does that mean? What is that saying to us? Anyone? Anyone? Yes? What's that? And that is very true. You can see, right? One man, our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, willing to get rid of 2,000 swine, which is not good anyway, right? To save this one soul, right? To save this one soul. Anything else? Anything else? Yes, you can see Satan need to ask Jesus for permission. He cannot go forward without the permission of God. So that's why for you and I, we should not be fearful of Satan. We are sons of God. We are sons of God. Satan will, you know, be so scared in front of us that if we are filled with God's Spirit, we are filled with God's Word. I remember one time I went to Bible study, and we study about, you know, the full armor of God in the book of Ephesians. Then I was saying to myself, why the Word of God is the full armor of God? I was just thinking that, right? When I was sleeping, I was meditating on it. And then I fell asleep, and all of a sudden, Satan showed up, right, and before me. Then usually when Satan show up, the first thing I do, I cast it out, right? I'm not going to talk to him. I'm going to cast it out. So during the time, a voice came to my mind, really don't cast it out. Just meditate on the Word of God. So during the time as I meditated on the Word of God, I felt the Word of God came through my head and went through my body. The more I was filled with the Word of God, then Satan's all shaken like this. He was all scared. The minute that my feet, to my head, to my feet, filled with the Word of God, and he just disappeared just like that. Then I realized that's why the Word of God is the whole armor of God, because when we are filled with God's Word, Satan has no room to attack us. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ was successful when Satan tempted him, because he used the Word of God to counter every arrows that Satan shot at him. Same thing for us. We must be filled with God's Word. And then, of course, he must ask permission from our Lord Jesus Christ. This is how powerful God is. You know, you heard testimony before, our elders, right? Writing, you know, things from the Bible and stuff like that. And the little demon just jumping around here and there trying to bother him. You guys heard the testimony, right? Yeah, so the elder, he's just writing all the publication, right, that you and I read from Taiwan, stuff like that. So the little demons would just jump around, try to bother him, this and that, right? And then an angel show up. He's like, oh, what do you want me to do with him? Say that to the elder, right? And they'll say, oh, just leave him alone for now, right? So the angel just sat there. It's like, okay. So the demons keep jumping. And the demon keep bothering him more and more. And then they'll say, okay, take him away, right? So now all of a sudden you see angel descend from heaven, right? Big change. Wrap the demons, right? And just take him out. You see, right? You know, angel, they are a servant. You understand? Angels are not sons of God. We are sons of God. So angel, actually, they are a servant. That's how wonderful we are. But sometimes we live just like pigs, right? Defy ourselves with the things of this world, right? Sleep in our own doo-doo, right? And all that kind of stuff. But we are children of God. If you could see, spiritually speaking, what Satan can see, you would feel so wonderful. When you and I walk, Satan knows. I mean, I don't know if you remember this testimony about during one of the festival. I don't know. I think it's in Taiwan. Everything happened in Taiwan, right? I don't know what country exactly. Maybe it's in Taiwan. But so they have this kind of Chinese festival. And then the sister, she was sitting on a porch. And all of a sudden, she saw two demons, right? There's a small one and a tall one, right? And they're looking for somebody to kill. And then one of the demons say to one another, right? Say, okay, let's go over there. See that lady sitting on the porch? And the big demon say, you know she belonged to? She belonged to Jesus Christ. She belonged to True Jesus Church. You can't bother her. And then the demon say, what about that lady over there? It's like, oh yeah, we go that one, right? And then at night, the sister heard somebody cry. She saw this. I mean, the sister got open her eyes to see these two demons all communicating, right? And talking and stuff like that, right? And in the morning, there's a person die, and where the demons say they're going to go. And that's what happened, right? So, but for us, really, we are so precious in the eyes of God. And that's why even though we are very few, but we are children of God. And we are children of God. So Satan asked permission, right? Asked permission from our Lord Jesus Christ. And here, really, there's a sister in Houston. Because I know her husband for a long time, and she wasn't baptized back then yet. And when she first came to church, really, she has a lot of problems. Even though it's so hot inside the church, she usually wear like very heavy jacket and things like that. And the first time she came to pray, and she got stuck to the ground, right? She prayed, she couldn't get up. And even though we say amen, 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 she still gets stuck to the ground. Why? Because the evil spirit pretty much, stopped her from getting up. And finally, thank God, she got up. But she'd been bothered by the evil spirit for many years. But when she came to our church, actually, thank God, God healed her. Right? God healed her. But even then, she needed to be very careful. Not to continue to cultivate herself and things like that, right? So there's many testimonies in our church about how people are cast, how our church casts out evil spirit. And this is kind of power that God gives us. And look at this time, look at verse 19. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has a compassion on you, right? So now it's very different than the paralytic man. I mean, not a paralytic man. What's the other man? Yeah, the lepers. I'm sorry, the lepers, right? So the lepers, you can see, Jesus said, hey, don't go and tell anyone. But for him, our Lord Jesus Christ, go and tell everybody. So even though he wanted to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, why do you think our Lord Jesus Christ didn't want him to follow him? Yes?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean?
Why didn't Jesus allow him to follow him? Because here, he wanted to follow Jesus, right? He begged to follow Jesus. Jesus said no, right? Yes, Jesus said no. Jesus said stay there, right? Yes. I'm sorry? Okay. Yes, and so, yeah, so here, the reason why Lord Jesus Christ wanted him to stay there, what? To spread, right? To spread what Lord Jesus Christ have done for him, right? Because Lord Jesus Christ cannot stay there anymore because all those people are upset with him because he killed 2,000 deer swine, right? Do you understand? So because of this, so you go, you stay here and you preach. And during that time, he went everywhere, right? Look at verse 20. And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis and all that Jesus had done for him, and all marvel, right? And all marvel. So we can see here is very clearly that, yes, our Lord Jesus Christ, I want him to stay, and that's his purpose. So you can see, right? That's why it's so important for us to listen to God's will. Even though Jesus can cleanse us and heal us from some kind of infirmity, sometimes he doesn't want us to share with anyone, but sometimes he does want us to share with everyone. But we must, be connected to Jesus and understand his will. And for this story with this demon possessed, I also like to share testimony with you. And this testimony really tell us that how true our church is. So one time there's a family from Taiwan, and they're really heavy idol worshiper. Because when they went to Taiwan, the person that they go to, advised them on how to worship idols and stuff like that, right? Told them, you cannot put the idols that they worship into the box when they come to America, right? And put them, and store them. Why? Why is that? Why do you think that is? Just don't put the idols inside the box, and don't put them into the luggage area, right? Why? I'm sorry?
Yeah, well, it's not only you, actually, he didn't say they're going to break, right? But of course it might break, but what is the reason behind your thing? You put those idols in a box and then,
okay, he didn't say forget. But it's interesting, right? He said, if you put idols in the box, they're not going to be able to breathe. Right? The idol's not going to be able to breathe. So this family believe it, right? Because they're not a church member yet. So every single one of them would bring this huge idol, walk on the airplane, right? And when they testify this to me, they're like, wow, if we knew what we know now, we just feel so stupid, right? Everybody was looking at them, bringing this idol. Of course, I think how many children have? Three, right? Three children. So five of them carry all these idols with them, right? Because each one of them has their own idol. So, for them being small, carry all these things on an airplane with them. So that's how their life was during that time. So and then they moved to California. And of course, they have become very successful and this and that. And then one day, the neighbor or someone they know invite them to come to Bible study through Jesus Church. So they went over there, and they just feel like, this is just... And of course, they did not go there at first, right? Because they out of respect of the neighbor, because they asked them so many times. So they said, let's just go there to show respect toward them. So they went there. Then when they came back, and the mother was possessed by evil spirit. So this mother become to the point she is completely insane, so crazy, right? So they tried to go to so many different places, tried to heal her, go to different Buddhist temple and stuff like that. And then they went to this famous Buddhist temple in California. And they told them that if you want her to be healed, it's gonna cost you $120,000. $120,000. And this after giving them $40,000 already, right? Just to be there and they can pray for this and that. But the brother said, look, if I will give you $120,000 if I know that the evil spirit, or the problem that she has will go away. But of course it didn't go away. It became worse and worse and worse to the point that the mother was just gone completely insane. And then they tried so many other things, right? They spent so much money and stuff like that. No matter what, they could not get rid of the evil spirit. So then one day they remember, hey, remember our neighbor invite us to go, to go to the Bible study? Let's try that, right? Let's try that. And thank God, actually, the most amazing thing is that the sister who is possessed by evil spirit or bothered by the evil spirit, she cannot talk. She cannot say anything. She become like just a dumb spirit, right? Dumb person. But she the one that said, remember that the church we went to? Our neighbor invited us. She's the one that said it. And she doesn't talk, she cannot talk, but that's what she said. So then because she talked, so people, her family believed her and took her to our church. And when they took her to church, thank God, of course, first they realized, wow, they didn't ask any kind of money, right? To get rid of this evil spirit. That's one thing they realized, that they didn't ask for any money. So they continued to pray for her. She became better and better. And then after baptism, everything is gone. And she became normal again. And if you look at this family, actually they're very rooted in Christ because they went through all this before knowing that this is a true church of God. So that's why you and I, when we think about what God have done in our church, there's so many testimonies. But make sure we are also part of this testimony. If you and I are not part of this testimony, sooner or later, we will lose this kind of faith. We just feel that our church is just like any other churches, maybe even worse than other church. Okay. So any question at all in chapter 5? Any question in chapter 5? Yes. Yeah, we don't know. Where did the spirit go after they go into the water? What's that? Hades? They say Hades? You're talking about the evil spirit, the demons, right? They're drawn into the sea, right? Then what happened to them afterward? I don't know what happened to them. Anybody know what happened to them? Yeah, we don't know. I'm sure they go and try to find to occupy someplace, somewhere else, right? Maybe there's more pigs over there. That's away from the sea, right? Let's go there, right? Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Yes? Yeah, that's a very good question. What time are class here in town? 11:30. Okay, we have 15 minutes. Actually, when I was working, quite often, it's very hard to tell, right, if a person who have really mental disorder or they're possessed by evil spirit. And one of the things that you can tell is levitation. A person who is sick, when they walk, they are very heavy-footed, right? They drag their feet, right? And they're very slow, right? A person who's possessed by evil spirit, they are very light on their feet. And sometimes you even see them, like, floating, right? That's what you call levitation, because they're very light, right? Because the spirit occupies them. And also reality check. For example, when a person is possessed by evil spirit, you talk to them, they're like, okay, where's that evil spirit now? They say, oh, he's sitting right next to me right here, right there, right? But a lot of people who have some kind of disorder, delusion or hallucination, they say, oh yeah, last night when I was sleeping, and I see something, or when I was driving, I see something, right? So, but a person possessed by evil spirit, they see it right there and then, right? That right where they're sitting, that's where they see the evil spirit. But for those who are delusional or hallucination, they need to have a certain kind of environment around them, right? They need something to trigger them, right, to see a certain things. So these are the two things that we can determine if they are possessed. But most of the time, those who have mental illness, they're most likely to be possessed. Yeah. So most of the time, they have mental illness and also they are possessed by evil spirit. So these are two things that we see. Yeah. Yeah. Yes? Yes. Yes. Actually, cutting themselves, of course, could be some kind of mental disorder and also can be demonic. Right? Just like this man, he cut himself, right? Of course, sometimes when people cut themselves because they're full of sorrow, right, full of void. And that's why for us as a true believer of Jesus Christ, we should never have the thought of killing ourselves. Why? Why do you think I say that? Yes. I'm sorry? Yes, it's true. Yes, it counts as murder. But I'm saying the thought, even the thought of killing yourself, you should not have. Why? Yes? I'm sorry? Yes, of course, give no glory to God, right? But why should... Yes? Yes. Actually, even though you don't hear too many of... Now, of course, when things like this happen, we don't really tell to the congregation, right? But when you have the thought of suicidal, Satan will say, thank you, right? Let me help you out. That's what he would say, right? Because actually, one of the sisters committed suicide. And when the pastor and his wife went to her house, they look around, there's no chair, there's no nothing in the room. Or she had a noose and was, you know, she hung herself from the noose. And then the pastor's wife, I don't know what possessed her to do this, but she went ahead and, is it 11:20? Is it by accident or what? Oh, 20, not 30. Oh. Okay, I guess I look at the wrong schedule. Okay, so she put the noose on her head
And all of a sudden, the floor disappeared. And guess who was pulling her legs? Satan. That's why she knew how the sister died, because his sister, she was depressed, right? She was depressed. So that's how she killed herself, because, you know, Satan pretty much pulled her. So mentally, in her head, there is no floor. And then Satan just pulled her down. That's why she ended up killing herself. Because normally, if you don't have a chair to jump off to, from, or you have a piece of ice or something, it melted afterward or whatever, right? But she ended up killing herself. Yeah, it's very sad. Okay, I guess our time is up. Let's bow and pray in silence.